Well, hi, friend. I'm glad you called. I want to deviate from my format of the Dollar Devotion and tell you a story, but I want you to draw your own conclusion in your own bucket of trouble. Okay, here's the story. Two frogs had been living in comfort and ease in a cool pond of water, were accidentally scooped up by a milkman in a bucket of water, which he poured into his can in order to give his milk more body and get more money. The frogs were astonished. Wow, they found themselves in an unknown element in which it was not possible to live. You couldn't support life in it. And they had to kick vigorously in order to keep their heads above the milk. One of them, being disheartened by being shut up in the dark, said, "Let's give up, let's give it up, and go to the bottom. It's no use kicking any longer." Well, the other frog said, "Oh no, come on, let's keep cooking. Let's just keep kicking as long as we can and see what the outcome's going to be. Maybe things will change." So one frog gave it up, went to the bottom. The other kept kicking, and when the milkman got to town and opened his can, behold, the frog had kicked out a lump of butter large enough for him to float on, and he was sitting on it comfortably. Now, you, my friend, holding the telephone, draw your own conclusion based upon a difficult situation you might be going through. The scripture? Well, how about Galatians 6:9? "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart." So, my friend, keep on keeping on. Don't spiral down, thinking always about the negative, but let God lift you up through perhaps a very difficult situation that you might be passing through. Let's pray. Lord, attitude is so important in all areas of our life, and I pray you would bless this one who's listening right now to this prayer, which is for them. Like they see a glass half full or the other sees it half empty, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one maintain their faith, that which will indeed keep them afloat. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as always, I'm glad you called, and you can speak to me following the signal if you like. Goodbye.